Welcome to The Truth About Lending. I'm Melinda Payne, the president and owner of The Truth About Lending. I've been a licensed mortgage broker for over 25 years and bring you clear and straightforward insights on everything from securing your initial home purchase to refinancing your house or obtaining condo financing in Florida's dynamic lending market. Now let's get into The Truth About Lending. No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome to Lunch and Learn with Melinda. Today, we are talking about FHA and VA loans, separating the myths from the facts. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have a really great discussion about the differences between Fannie Mae or conventional loans and FHA and VA loans, and what is all the buzz? What is the problems that, what are the problems that we see out there, and how you, if you're a realtor, can help your client, and if you are a borrower listening that is intending on using an FHA or VA loan, what you can do to try to help yourself as well. So let's first talk about what is an FHA loan. An FHA loan is a loan that is a government loan. It's insured by HUD, and it is made by any lender that offers FHA loans, but the mortgage insurance is actually insured by HUD, meaning that it's a little bit more of a secure loan for a lender because the mortgage insurance covers if a person defaults on the mortgage, it covers a certain portion of that to the lender. So it's basically a little bit more of a guarantee to the lender that if somebody does get foreclosed on their house, that a portion of the loss will be returned to the lender. So there's a little bit better insurance from the lender's perspective. And that's one of the reasons why FHA loans are at a lower interest rate than conventional loans. And this is typically for somebody who is putting down a low down payment. And we will talk about down payments here in a second. But an FHA loan is a mortgage that has mortgage insurance guaranteed by HUD. Now, that doesn't mean that the government is going to be guaranteeing that you're going to have your mortgage paid. If you don't pay your mortgage and you have an FHA loan, that's the problem. The government doesn't pay your mortgage. And there's actually a disclosure, believe it or not, with the FHA forms that say if you don't pay your mortgage, that you have to pay your mortgage, that the government's not going to pay it. So getting back to what is an FHA loan, it is something that is a tool for people who are putting a lower down payment. Now, what is the difference in the down payment? So this is really interesting stuff. Guys, there's a lot of misinformation or misunderstanding about FHA loans. First of all, the difference is that you can put down the lowest down payment you can do with FHA is 3.5%. Okay. The lowest down payment you can do with a conventional or a Fannie Mae loan, if you're a first-time home buyer, is 3%. So wait a minute. You mean you can actually put less money down on a conventional loan than on an FHA loan? Yep, that's true. You actually, if you're a first-time home buyer, can put down 3% on a conventional loan versus an FHA loan that requires a little bit more down, 3.5%. Now, here's a really great, interesting fact. You do not need to be a first-time home buyer to do an FHA loan. Now, I'm going to repeat that one more time, because do you know how many people think that they have to be a first-time home buyer to actually use an FHA loan? No, you do not need to be a first-time home buyer to use an FHA loan. And if you had an FHA loan in the past and you no longer have an FHA loan, you could still get another FHA loan. Now, there's really specific guidelines. If you currently have an FHA loan and you want to get another one, there's really specific guidelines like a job transfer or the family increasing in size or something like that that will allow you to have a second FHA loan, but it's pretty hard. So I would say for the most part, if you currently have an FHA loan, I wouldn't count on getting another one. But if you've had one years ago or you just sold a house and you're not a first-time homebuyer, you can still get another FHA loan. Now, I just said 2 seconds ago, if you're a first-time homebuyer, that with a conventional loan that you could put down 3%, and with an FHA loan, you're putting down 3.5%. So in that situation, someone's actually putting down more money. So why would somebody use an FHA loan versus a conventional loan? And we're going to talk about VA here in a second, but let's talk about why somebody would use an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. Listen, guys, there's a lot of reasons why this happens. And it's not just because of a certain thing. It could be a combination of many things. But there is a big, big myth that if somebody is doing an FHA loan, that their credit is really not good. And that's why they're not doing a conventional loan, or they're a much weaker buyer. That's not necessarily the truth. Guys, there's a lot of reasons why people do an FHA loan. A perfect example is there's a different income calculation. We have to do a different income calculation if somebody has a student loan that's in forbearance and or in deferment. So if somebody has a student loan in forbearance or in deferment, which is like, I don't know, 80% of the country who has student loans. I mean, like, it's a crazy amount of people. All right. Then the income calculation is a little bit easier. We only have to use 0.5% of the balance versus using 1% with a Fannie Mae loan. Perfect example, somebody has $100,000 in student loan debt. Instead of using 1% of that $100,000 in their debt to income ratio, so we have to calculate a payment for them from the student loan, even though they're in deferment or forbearance, we still have to calculate a payment for them. We can use 0.5% of that balance for FHA instead of for Fannie Mae. So it allows them to qualify for more of a house with FHA. Now, this could be somebody with an 800 credit score, guys. This could be somebody with really high income. It still may be a situation where they need to calculate the student loans at a different calculation. It could be something that simple. So why is there this big, big, big situation in the market that lenders are giving FHA loans to borrowers who are really not as strong as a Fannie Mae borrower? Now, listen, there are some programs that have a little bit more leeway with FHA. That is true. But for the most part, most of the time, most FHA borrowers are really borrowers that could possibly do conventional loans or Fannie Mae loans versus FHA loans. It's just that the FHA loan may give them a little bit more of a purchase price. It may give them a little bit less money to put down because perhaps the interest rate is a little bit better. It's a lot better, actually, with an FHA loan. On top of that, you have a lot of really great down payment assistance programs that are a lot more available with an FHA loan than with a conventional loan. The bottom line is that there's a lot of people out there that specifically agents who list properties and they say they're not going to accept FHA loans, or they say they're not going to accept VA loans. And why do they say that? Why? Because do they think the property is going to appraise differently for a conventional loan versus an FHA loan versus a VA loan? So there is a really big misunderstanding with the real estate world. Listen, guys, if you're a realtor out there and there's a problem with a property, there's going to be a problem with a Fannie Mae loan also. If there's a problem with a roof, if there's a problem with a sink, if there's a problem with the bathroom, if there's a problem with a broken window, if there's a problem with something in the house that is a condition issue, guys, it's a problem with Fannie Mae. It's a problem with VA. It's a problem with FHA. So please do not prohibit buyers or tell your sellers to not accept FHA or VA offers because you think that the property condition is going to be an issue with FHA or VA, because it's going to be an issue with all three of them, guys. Now, there's only one exception to that, and that has to do with VA loans. VA loans do require a clear termite inspection, but let's face it, buyers are not always wanting to buy a property with termites anyways. So that could be an issue regardless of the kind of loan that you have. So that's the only difference. The only difference between a VA appraisal, an FHA appraisal, and a conventional appraisal is that it is requiring a clear termite that the loan requires. It shouldn't say the appraisal, but the loan or the property condition requires it to have a clear termite inspection. Now, this is such a huge issue that unfortunately that the National Association of Realtors needs to address it. I don't know exactly how this started or where this started, but what I can tell you is the National Association of Realtors needs to have better education for the agents out there to inform their sellers what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. Now, let's just back up for 1 second. I'm of the personal belief that there should be no specific financing that is detailed in the MLS. In other words, why should it be up to the listing agent to determine what type of financing is eligible? I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, honestly, the listing agents are not mortgage brokers, and I know that they're just doing their job and they're great at doing their job, but who are they to determine what type of financing it's eligible for? I mean, the MLS should just say, can they get financing or can they not get financing? Does the seller want to accept financing or does the seller just want to accept a cash offer? So that's really the truth. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's not up to the seller or the listing agent or any agent to determine what type of financing is eligible. That's up to the loan officer. The sellers don't know what type of financing their property is eligible for. The agents don't have the training from a mortgage perspective to understand what type of financing that the property is eligible for. So the MLS and the National Association of Realtors needs to change that. They need to say, yes, is it eligible for financing? Yes or no? Not that it's only eligible for conventional financing, because really, isn't that a form of discrimination? How is it that you are not allowing a borrower to get an FHA loan on this property? How is it that you're not allowing a veteran to get a loan on this property? Because you've determined that the seller doesn't want to take a loan that you feel is a higher risk to the seller of it falling out. Why did you determine that? How did you determine that? Did you know that a lot of VA clients put money down, put huge down payments? Yes, they don't have to put any money down because they're a veteran. Because last time I checked, they put their life on the line for us. Do you think that they put their life on the line for us and said, you know, I'm only going to put my life on the line for people who make over a certain dollar amount or who live only in a certain city or who are only a certain race, color, religion, and all of that? No, they put veterans, put their life on the line for all of us. So you want to tell me that we as professionals should allow a veteran to experience this type of discrimination? That's just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And why does it happen? Why? Because people think that a veteran won't have skin in the game. They won't have a down payment. Last time I checked, they didn't have just skin in the game. They had their entire life in the game. Okay. And not only do they think that veterans are weaker because they may or may not have a down payment, but on top of that, they think that a VA appraisal is going to be a total pain in the ass. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Let me just fill you in, guys, what happens with a VA appraisal. First of all, when it's a conventional or FHA appraisal, we have very little communication that is allowed with the appraiser. Okay. That has to do with the whole Dodd-Frank Act that happened in 2008. We're not allowed to talk to the appraiser. It goes through an appraisal management company. So it's kind of like the operator game. We put a message in the system. It goes to the appraisal management system. The appraisal management system puts a message in their system and it goes to the appraiser. Guess what? None of that crap happens with a VA loan. We talk directly to the VA appraiser. It's shocking. Wow. We actually can talk to them. And not only can we talk to them, but did you know that there's something called the Tidewater Initiative? For those who are new in the industry, or if you're a veteran thinking about getting a VA loan, if you're a realtor that hasn't done a lot of VA clients, let me just tell you what the Tidewater Initiative is. The Tidewater Initiative is a guideline with the VA that says, in the event that the appraiser thinks that the house is not going to appraise for the purchase price, he has to notify the lender, and give us 48 hours to provide additional comps, to provide a reason why it should appraise for the sales price, to give him additional information to help him make a final decision. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to tell us the appraised value that he anticipates it coming in at. He is just telling us, he or she is just telling us that there's a problem and that he's invoking the Tidewater Initiative. So if I get a phone call on the VA loan 48 hours before he's going to be completed with the appraiser, with the appraisal, I have 48 hours to go back to the agents or to speak with the homeowner, whatever the situation is, and try to get additional comps to give the appraiser. Now, I don't know if he's $1,000 short or $2,000 short or $10,000 short, but we have an opportunity to fix it before it is an issue, before the value comes in lower. We have an opportunity to have a discussion with the appraiser about the value, to provide comps as to the reason why you, the agent, or you, the client, feel that this house is worth the sales price that you're buying it for. Now, wait a minute. I don't think that exists. It doesn't exist, guys. It doesn't exist with an FHA loan. It doesn't exist with a Fannie Mae loan. It doesn't exist with a conventional loan. So you want to tell me with a VA loan that it's more difficult, or that you think it's going to be a problem with the house appraising? Absolutely the opposite. Guys, it's easier with a VA appraiser. We have communication with them. The turnaround time is quicker. Yes, it's quicker. It's actually quicker. Why? Because we don't have all these third parties involved. Okay. It's quicker. It is a process that has a lot more transparency, because we're able to know if there is an issue because of the Tidewater Initiative. And this was basically started to help veterans to be able to buy houses and hopefully to be able to buy it at what the sales price is, as opposed to having issues with the property appraising. Now, listen, if the house isn't worth what the buyer's paying for it, of course it's not going to appraise. But if there's a question or an uncertainty, the appraiser will tell us, hey, I am invoking the Tidewater Initiative, and I want you to tell me why you think this house is worth what you are paying for it, or go to the agents and get this information and give us some feedback as to why you think it's worth that. So guys, a VA appraiser is much easier to deal with than a conventional appraiser or a Fannie Mae or FHA appraisal. Okay. From the perspective of, at least you can have more communication with them and you know if there's a problem, you can provide information. Now, with a VA appraisal, if something doesn't appraise and we go through the Tidewater Initiative and we provided the appraiser the comps and it still doesn't appraise, we even have an opportunity to go to our regional VA appraiser that works at the regional VA center and contest it again. And we've been really successful with doing that. I mean, we've had a lot of really good success with being able to get VA appraisals rebutted if we needed to. Okay. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time, so it's not a common thing that we need to do that, but it is something where you actually have somebody who is really fighting for the veteran to try to help the transaction to work if the numbers are really something that do exist and the property is worth what it's worth. Okay. So let's just backtrack again. Why do realtors list properties where they say they're only going to accept conventional loans? Well, they think that there's going to be a problem with a VA appraisal. They think that the veteran doesn't have enough skin in the game or down payment. They think that the property is going to have property issues that will be picked up by an FHA appraiser or a VA appraiser, which, again, remember what I said, if there's going to be property issues, there's going to be property issues with the conventional appraiser too. So that's a big myth, okay? And I think that a lot of people feel that with a conventional loan, that it's a stricter process, that they have to put more money down. The credit score requirement is higher and all of that. But listen, guys, that's not necessarily the truth. There are plenty of veterans that are putting a decent down payment. There are plenty of borrowers that do have a larger down payment with an FHA loan also as well. Or even if they're putting the minimum down with an FHA loan, we just talked about a conventional first-time homebuyer program with 3% down. So with an FHA loan, it's actually 3.5% down. So they're putting more than on a conventional loan. Guys, the interest rates are way better. I mean, like 0.75% better for an FHA loan and a VA loan compared to a conventional loan. So sometimes people are just getting that kind of loan because they want the lower interest rate. The mortgage insurance may be better with an FHA loan. There's no mortgage insurance at all with a VA loan. So there are multiple reasons why somebody would be doing an FHA loan or a VA loan, because really there's a lot of just bad information as to why sellers should not accept VA or FHA offers. And a lot of it has to do with the property. I think a lot of it has to do with the property. Now, listen, if it's a condo, it's a different situation. It is a lot more difficult in Florida to get a condo approved for FHA or VA. But if it's a single family home, there's no reason why a house would not be acceptable to FHA or VA versus conventional or versus a Fannie Mae loan. If there's going to be a property issue, there's going to be a property issue. I cannot say this enough. No matter what, the only caveat is that a VA loan requires a termite inspection. That's it. Nothing else. That's the only thing that's different. So, you know, why is there such a big difference in the interest rates? Well, we talked a little bit about FHA and the mortgage insurance, and that HUD is the one that is guaranteeing the mortgage insurance. So the lenders feel a little bit more secure because the government is guaranteeing that mortgage insurance. And remember what I said about mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is like an insurance policy the lender takes out if the buyer goes into foreclosure. If the borrower goes into foreclosure, they recoup a certain percentage of the loss. Now with VA, there's no mortgage insurance at all. The loan is guaranteed by the government. It's a VA loan. And so the interest rates are much lower. So if somebody is a veteran and is putting down 20%, they may still want to do a VA loan. So it's really important that if you're an agent listening to this, please, please, please have a discussion with your seller. Discuss some of these things that I'm talking about, because there are far too many veterans that are suffering as a result of just poor information circulating out there. And I really blame NAR. I really blame the National Association of Realtors. This is something that the National Association of Realtors really should be speaking up about and just taking a much stronger stance about educating agents out there. And, you know, again, like I said before, I just don't think it's up to the agent to determine what type of financing should be acceptable for a particular property. I think it should just be, can financing be accepted? Yes or no? Is this cash or is this financing? And all the different types of financing that are chosen on the MLS shouldn't be allowed. It just shouldn't be allowed. So unless unless you have a mortgage license, unless you're representing the client, unless you're in a situation where you have extensive experience in the lending industry, you should not be able to determine what type of financing is allowed on a property. And if you are determining what type of financing is allowed on the property, you're doing it based on what? Based on the fact that every other agent out there has just said to you, hey, you don't want to accept an FHA buyer. Hey, you don't want to accept a VA buyer. So, you know, I just think that's a form of discrimination. Guys, the bottom line is that there is discrimination going on right now in these listings, because so many listings we see do not allow FHA or VA loans. So first of all, in reference to FHA, let's just backtrack for 1 second. FHA is more lenient on the credit than conventional loans. So yes, that is true. But did you know if somebody has a 690 credit score, which isn't horrible, it's a fair credit score, okay? If somebody has a 690 credit score and they're putting down 3% or 5%, that they have less of a chance of getting a desktop underwriting approval. What is a desktop underwriting approval? It's an automated system that every loan in the United States has to go through, whether it's VA, FHA, Fannie Mae, conventional, Freddie Mac. They all go through this automated system that spits out an approval or a denial or a maybe, okay? There is actually a maybe that it could spit out. But the point is that when we are putting a file through the system, if it's a conventional Fannie Mae loan, it's going to be more challenging to get this approval for a conventional loan with somebody putting a low down payment when they have a credit score in the high 600s. Now, that's not really a horrible score. I mean, it's an average score. So when you're thinking about credit worthiness with FHA, you could be talking about somebody with a 690 credit score putting down 3% or 5%, but we're just not getting a desktop underwriting approval. Why? Because the filters in that system were changed maybe about a year or so ago to tighten them up, to approve less Fannie Mae loans and in those situations. Now, there's some caveats in there. Sometimes when there's two borrowers and there's other ways that we can run it through the system and hopefully we'll get an approval. There's something called Loan Prospector, which is an alternative to desktop underwriting. It's used with Freddie Mac instead of Fannie Mae. You guys don't care. It's like basically the difference between hamburgers and McDonald's and Burger King. They're hamburgers. You're still getting a hamburger. It's a mortgage. You're still getting a mortgage. So sometimes there are other ways we can run it through the system and see. But the point is that sometimes it could just be a simple thing like somebody with a 695 credit score not getting a desktop underwriting approval. And so we can't proceed with a conventional loan. This isn't somebody with a 500 credit score. This isn't somebody that has multiple problems on their credit. Maybe they just have a 690 credit score because they went shopping for a car and the car place pulled 40,000 different inquiries. Maybe they have a credit card that they've used and it's at a $500 credit limit and they used the entire $500 of it. And so because of that, they're maxed out on a credit card that's only a $500 credit card. You see, there's little reasons why sometimes files have to go FHA. So please, guys, if you're out there listening and if you're an agent, please make sure you understand that FHA does not mean that this is a borrower with a crappy credit. No, it doesn't. So the other thing, let's just talk about VA loans. Now, just to backtrack one second, FHA and VA do not set credit scores, okay? That's another myth. There isn't a credit score requirement that FHA or VA set. It is up to the lenders. Some lenders say, hey, we'll do it at a 620 credit score. Most lenders say they will do an FHA loan at a 620 credit score. I believe some banks might even be higher than that. There are lenders that go down to a 580 credit score. And then there are lenders who have really, really low credit score requirements with huge down payments. But for the most part, most FHA loans out there usually have a 620 credit score, and then there are some that go down to a 580. Conventional loans will go down, Fannie Mae loans will go down to a 620 credit score. But the lower you go in the score, the harder it is for you to get a desktop underwriting approval. So you could have somebody that's a Fannie Mae, wanting to get a Fannie Mae loan with a 640 credit score, putting down 20%, and they might not be approved. So just because somebody's doing an FHA loan doesn't necessarily mean that they're only putting down 3.5%. Okay, guys? So let's talk about VA loans here for a second. VA loans are not for people who have credit score issues. Okay? A VA loan is a lower interest rate for a veteran, whether they have a low credit score or a high credit score. In other words, even if the borrower had a 780 credit score, they still would get a better interest rate doing a VA loan versus a conventional Fannie Mae loan. So it's really important to understand that sometimes people are putting a large down payment, but they just want to get the better interest rate. So please, 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 if you are an agent out there listening, please do not prohibit FHA or VA offers on your properties that you have listed. Please have a thorough understanding about why you're doing that. Why are you doing it? Is it just because every single agent has been doing this for like, I don't even know how many years. And so it's just an automatic thing. Oh no, we don't want to take a VA borrower. It's going to be a pain in the ass. Or we don't want to take an FHA borrower because we're worried it's going to fall out. Listen, guys, please let's stop this discrimination that's happening right now, because it's been happening for a long time and it's been swept under the rug for a long time. And really nobody has addressed it. And this is a serious problem, especially when it comes to VA loans. I mean, what gives us the right to turn away a veteran of being able to buy a property just because a particular agent feels that the property is not going to be eligible for VA? Now, listen, I'm not blaming the agents. There's poor education out there for agents. There's poor guidance from the National Association of Realtors on this topic specifically. So this is something that really there needs to be more guidance, more education, because the sellers are not waking up saying, hey, I don't want to take FHA loans. Hey, I don't want to take VA loans. They are listening to the professionals. So as a country, we need to do better for our veterans. We need to do way better than what we're doing. Okay, guys, let's talk a little bit about the closing cost assistance with FHA and VA loans. Now, remember how I said the interest rates are a lot better? So not only are they a lot better, but they also allow us to give more credits towards closing costs, more assistance towards down payment, more flexibility with grant programs. Everything is easier with FHA and VA loans from the perspective of helping the borrower. Okay. Give you a perfect example. A property is listed for $400,000 and it appraises for $397,000. Okay. In that situation, we actually can give a lender credit. We may be able to give a lender credit of $3,000 towards the client's closing cost. And then they don't have to come with $3,000 more to closing. All right. We may not have that flexibility with a conventional loan. And now you're having to go back to the seller, or maybe the deal falls apart or whatever the case may be. But with an FHA loan and a VA loan, we have more flexibility to be able to give lender credits. Also, I really want to make sure that I'm communicating the difference in the closing turnaround times. It does not take longer for an FHA loan or a VA loan to close than a conventional loan. Doesn't take longer, guys. No difference at all. Absolutely no difference. So why do people think that? I don't know. It's just kind of like one of these old wives' tales that's been out there for the longest time. And so people think, oh my God, a VA loan is going to take 45 days to close. We have to deal with the VA and da, 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 da. That's not true. That's not true at all. Everything is done automatically. The certificate of eligibility is pulled immediately. It's actually pulled even before we issue a pre-qualification letter. Okay. There's so much things that have happened. There's so many things that have happened over the years to expedite the lending process with all different types of lendings. So really, there's no difference. There's no difference between an FHA loan and a VA loan and a conventional loan from a timing perspective. There really isn't. If anything, sometimes it might be a little quicker with a VA loan because we can actually rush an appraisal quicker sometimes in certain situations, because remember what I said at the beginning, we can have direct communication with the appraiser. We don't have to put a message in an appraisal management system that then puts a message into the appraiser. Then we have to wait for the appraiser to then email back the appraisal management system. So then the appraisal management system can email us back. No, we just pick up the phone and call the VA appraiser. So sometimes it can happen even quicker. So there is no difference in the timing. No difference at all between how long it will take for a VA loan and an FHA loan to close. So just to kind of recap with what we talked about, sometimes people do an FHA loan just because of the lower interest rate. Sometimes they qualify for more of a house. Same thing with VA. They're a veteran. They want to take advantage of their benefits. Now, let's just talk a little bit about VA loans. When somebody is using a VA loan, the only person that can be on the loan with them as a co-borrower that is a non-veteran is a spouse. Okay. So if Joe is a veteran and buying a house and his girlfriend Susie wants to be on the loan with him, not going to happen. If Joe is a veteran and his girlfriend Susie is a veteran and wants to be on the loan with him, no problem. If Joe is a veteran and Susie is married to Joe, no problem. Now, if Susie is a widow of a veteran, she can use the benefits. So guys, there's a lot of important things to understand when it comes to VA and FHA loans. You want to be working with somebody that not only is an expert, but is an advocate for veterans, an advocate for people who need to use an FHA loan or want to use an FHA loan, somebody who's going to have that discussion and explain, this is what your options are. This is why you're using it. Okay. This is what is best for you. And make sure that you have somebody that is understanding how to communicate that to the agents that you're working with. Because a lot of times, people just are not communicating what really the truth is. Listen, if there's going to be a problem with a roof, there's a problem with a roof with a conventional loan. Sorry, guys, you're not getting by easier with a conventional loan. You're not getting by easier with Fannie Mae if there's a problem with a roof. So if you're listing a house that has a roof condition, it's not passing Fannie Mae. It's not passing FHA. It's not passing VA. It's just not passing if that happens. So depending on the roof condition, of course, you know, if you think that it's watertight and there's no issues, that's not a problem. But if an appraiser that's a Fannie Mae conventional appraiser walks up to the house and sees a tarp on the roof or sees stains on the ceiling or sees shingles missing, a Fannie Mae conventional appraiser is going to notate that. They're going to write that on the appraisal. They're not going to say, you know what? This is a conventional Fannie Mae appraisal. Yeah, I'm not going to put it on there. Nope, not happening, guys. So please, please, please understand there really is no difference when it comes to appraisals, when it comes to the fact that if there is a condition issue, it's a condition issue no matter what. Guys, I think that's going to wrap up everything for today on the differences between VA and FHA loans. Again, if you are an agent out there and you want more information on really how to accept these type of offers or understand them better, please reach out to us. If you're a buyer or a borrower that's looking to buy a house and your agent is telling you that a particular property doesn't qualify for FHA financing and you're really interested in that property, give us a call. Let us call the listing agent. Let us speak with that agent. Let us have a discussion with him or her to find out why they feel it's not eligible for FHA or VA financing. Why is it? What is their perspective on it? Okay. Now, remember what I said. If it's a condo, there could be good reasons why it may not be eligible for that type of financing. But if it's a single family home, or a townhome that is fee simple. What does fee simple mean? It is not a condo association. In Florida, there are a ton of townhouses out there that have a condo association. So guess what? Those townhouses are viewed just like a condo on the beach. Even though it is not looking like a condo to you, to the lender, it is a condo. So it's super important that you're working with an agent who checks the legal description to make sure whether it is a condo association or a homeowners association. You don't want to put an offer on a townhome until you know this, or a villa, or something that does not look like a condo but has an association. Listen, a good tip on this is, if it's a really high association fee, there's a chance it could be a condo association because the insurance might be included in that association dues. So if you go to see a townhouse and it's got a $400, $500, $700, some kind of huge association fee, that's kind of a good tip that it may be a condo association. And then it's a whole different ball of wax. We're not going to get into that, but it may or may not be eligible for FHA or VA financing. That's something to discuss with your loan officer. Okay, guys, that's it for today. Please, 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 if you're enjoying these videos, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll be alerted every time we have a new video on there. Please like us, share us, tell your friends about us. We've got some really great information about mortgages that we share every week. There's tons of videos in our YouTube channel that explain things like problems with condos, or what is an appraisal, or what is a survey. It's just simple things that it's really important for you to understand. And please join us next week. We're going to have a complete roadmap regarding purchasing a home, exactly what you need to do, all the steps along the way. It's going to be a really great video next week that we're doing. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, have a wonderful week, and thank you again. Thank you for listening to The Truth About Lending. Stay up to date with all Florida loan and mortgage news by subscribing to our channel, and help us grow so we can continue bringing you insight and advice. Please like, share, and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find the links to all our social media profiles in the description. You can find extra resources on our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. If you have any questions about Florida mortgages, we are licensed and ready to talk to you today. Call us at 888-76-TRUTH. That's 888-768-7884. You can also email us at melinda@ttal.info, or visit us at our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. Until next time, remember, the truth about lending is out there for you. No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.